A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. I'm Elliot Danker. You're in the Breakfast Huddle, joined by money man Ryan Huang. And our guest host this morning is David Kwa, CEO of Motley Fool Singapore. Good morning, David. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
I am doing very well. And we are starting this next hour or so of you guest hosting with us by talking about the month of February that's just passed. It is a brand new month of March.
Correct.
Welcome to March.
Hasn't time flown by, yes?
That's the thing with every year, right? I feel that time goes by even faster.
It's an age thing, you know. You're much younger than me. In my case, you know, it feels as though it's really speeding past at the moment.
I guess you're speaking from experience. We are going to look back. We're going to look back at how the markets perform in February. But as always, what stood out for you in the month of February, Ryan?
For me, it has to be the Oscars, because there were quite a few interesting events that happened, and one of them was, of course, Green Book winning the award for the film for the Oscars, and this was quite controversial, and it really wants to make me catch the film.
Oh, okay. Anything else stood out for you for the month of February?
Yeah, Chelsea losing to Man City.
You know, we talk so much about money, but when David comes, it somehow goes into football. Chelsea losing to Manchester City at the League Cup final. What was embarrassing was your goalkeeper, Kepa Arrizabalaga, the most expensive goalkeeper in the world, told to come off the pitch, says, no,
I know.
He's saying no to the boss.
I didn't realize you could refuse to come off.
Exactly. No, I don't think you can.
Oh, really?
You can't. If you were Maurizio Sarri, what would you have done?
I would have gone on the pitch and just dragged him off, yes?
That's what a lot of people are saying.
I would have just got on there and escorted him off.
That is...
Get Gianfranco Zola to come alongside
that
me.
That is... You know, Gianfranco Zola might as well play the game. Seeing how
so that was that was my highlight or low light of February.
As a Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, hopefully March will be better for you.
Yes.
Right, I'm going to hand things over to you. Right. Winners and losers for February, it's all yours.
Let's take a look at the markets, David. So we got a quite good run for the past 2 months since the start of year, markets have been doing pretty well. And if I look at just last month, Straits Times Index was up 0.7%.
Yep.
In January, it was up 3.9%. So past 2 months have been positive. In comparison, last month, S&P 500 was up about 2.9%. January, also a stronger month, up 7.8%. So let's take a look at some of the top winners from last month, David. One of them, Thai Beverage, is up 11.6% in February. What is the story that we had the earnings out, of course, just recently?
I think the earnings helped. And I think also, you know, the quarter before the one they reported was pretty disappointing. And I think the market tended to overreact to those results. I've said it time and time again. A good company doesn't turn into a bad company just because of one quarter's results. And that was what really happened with Thai Bev. It had one bad quarter, and then everybody went, oh, just get rid of the shares. And of course, the shares fell. Mm. So I think about 2 months ago when I was on talking with you...
It was one of the top losers.
It was one of the top losers. And at the time, I said, you know, this company will reverse. But guess what? I didn't go in and buy the shares. I was so busy, I forgot to buy the shares.
Well. You missed out because in January, it was
thanks,
the
Ryan.
Top gainer. A 19.7% rise, and like I said just now, 11.6% for February. So it's been rising for the past 2 months. Are you looking at it right now, Thai Bev?
I mean, if you're an income investor, I think Thai Bev is quite attractive. It was certainly more attractive 2 months ago when the yield was a lot higher.
But so now,
Still fairly attractive, yeah. But, you know, I have this kind of rule about, you know, buying companies whose products I like, and I don't drink, so therefore I have a slight problem with that. Yeah.
Well, let's look at the next stock. Second gainer for February is Venture Corp. So this is an electronics manufacturer.
Yeah, I mean, the results there were also pretty good. And I think what really sort of excited people about Venture Corp was that they paid an interim dividend. The first interim dividend they paid for quite some time. So therefore, income investors, again, would probably sort of like this particular company. But for me, Venture Corp still lacks that kind of transparency because I still don't exactly know what they do inside their factories. Mm-hmm. I understand they've got this sort of intellectual property thing and they don't really want people to know too much about what they make. But in my particular case, I just want more transparency before I invest in the company. But okay. Venture Corp up about 9.5% in February. Fantastic.
And also familiar name in January because it was up 16.6%. So Thai Beverage and Venture Corp... top gainers for the past 2 months. Mm. And the third one on the list is Golden Agri, is up 7.8% last month. But in January, it was somewhere in the middle. Yeah. So what's the story with palm oil?
Well, I think, you know, with regards for Golden Agri, it is in the palm oil industry. So therefore, it's one of those price takers. It doesn't really have much control over the price of palm oil. But I think in the case of Golden Agri, it reversed the loss into a profit. And that, of course, you know, excited people a little. But ultimately, when you invest in these kind of companies, you just have to accept the fact that it will be very volatile, because palm oil prices can be very volatile and they will, to some extent, follow crude oil prices.
All right. Chatting with David Kuo. He is the CEO of Motley Fool Singapore, helping us break down the top winners and gainers from last month. So, David, looking at the top losers, we have Jardine Cycle & Carriage right at the top, is down 11.7% for February. And we had earnings just out recently.
Yep.
It was quite okay, but why is it doing so badly on the market?
Well, again, you know, it's a case of the company missing market expectations. The results came out about 2 days ago. When I looked at the results, I thought, you know, they look pretty good. But their outlook statement with regards to car sales wasn't really sort of that bright. And also they were talking about headwinds for its Astra International business in Indonesia. But again, when you have a look at Jardine Cycle & Carriage, I'm not suggesting people go out and buy Jardine CNC right now, but learn from the lessons of ThaiBev and also Venture Corp, you know. When their shares plunged, you have a look at Jardine Cycle & Carriage at 3.5% yield. I would say, you know, it's a good time to take another look at this company.
All right, David, just to wrap things up with Hutchison Port Holdings is down 7.7%. That is the second loser.
Yeah.
Also similar previous month in January, it was in the bottom of the list as well. Yeah. What is going wrong with Hutchison right now?
Well, I think it's in the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, if you're a port operator at the moment and you are caught between this sort of Sino-US trade dispute, you're not going to be doing a lot of cargo business at the moment. And I think that's really what's happened with Hutchison Port Holdings. In the wrong place at the wrong time, Ryan.
All right. Hutchison Port down 7.7% in February. And Genting was the last one, down 3.9%, one of the top losers in February.
Thanks, David. Great chatting with you. Well, that was David Kuo, CEO of Motley Fool Singapore, helping us to break down the markets in February.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.